Well, praise the Lord, and God bless each one of you on this day that the Lord has made. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., service co-pastors along with Dr. E.R. Hess Jr. at the beautiful First Pentecostal Family Worship Center in Battle Creek, Michigan. You need to come and be in the house and receive this word from the Lord. Listen, this is another word of hope that I have for today. It's a follow-up to a message that I recently preached about going back to the old-time way. We have to understand that the Lord wants us to go back to the old-time way. So today I want to expand that message that I recently preached and hope I can connect it where you can even receive it even greater, because sometimes it takes us one or two, three or four, five or six times to hear something and hear it in a variety of ways. So today I want to go back to Genesis 26 and 18, and it says, "And Isaac digged again the wells of water which his father Abraham had digged, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father." That's found in the book of Genesis, chapter 26 and 18. Again, I've just recently preached on going back to the old landmark and redigging the old landmark. And our theme for the month of July 2026 is allowing God to work in me. And I spoke about the wells that Isaac redug. And I want to talk today about why the enemy feels wells. Why the enemy feels wells. Redigging again what his father had opened originally. It's something about the original. And there's always been, even from the beginning of time, the war over the wells. When you read the 26th chapter of Genesis, if you read it slowly and ask the Lord to help you, you will discover something. You discover that the Philistines, who were the enemy of Isaac, they didn't attack Isaac with swords. The Philistines attacked Isaac with shovels. The Philistines didn't try to kill Isaac. They tried to bury Isaac. The enemy is trying to bury you, bury your salvation, bury your breakthrough. Any way that he can bury you or find a way to attempt to bury you, his people, he's going to try it. The Philistines, they didn't try to stop Isaac's feet. The Philistines tried to stop Isaac's flow. Because the Philistines, who were the enemy of Isaac, they knew if they can block Isaac's well, they can block Isaac's walk. And Isaac came to preach by what he did when he went back and began to redig those same wells that the Philistines tried to block and tried to break Isaac's flow and Isaac's walk. I came to preach today that same enemy, that spirit of the Philistines, that enemy who filled Abraham's wells, is yet trying to fill your wells in 2026. But I have a word from the Lord on today. I believe the Lord is saying, dig again. You got to know you need to dig again. In Genesis 26 and verse 15, it says, "For all the wells which his Isaac's father's servants had digged, the Philistines stopped them up. And fill them with earth." This verse is the reason Isaac came to the conclusion that if he was going to survive, he had to stop and dig again. He didn't dig a new well. He went back to the original well that his father had left for each generation to come, because there was something about what each generation leaves the upcoming generation. The upcoming generation don't need a new well. We need to go back to that old landmark. And this verse is the reason Isaac had to dig again, because something God gave the previous generation, the Philistines had tried to block it. They had tried to bury it. They had tried to silence it, because the Philistines is a type of the enemy. The main takeaway in this message that I want to get across on this word of hope is you don't have to dig again because you failed. That's not the reason why you dig again. If you failed, you ought to dig again, but that's not the reason why you need to dig again. You didn't fail. You dig again because something valuable got buried. What Genesis 26 and 15 really reveals is that blocked wells means stolen flow. Blocked wells mean stolen flow. So the Philistines, who were Isaac's enemy, they didn't steal the water. The Philistines stole the access. We have some similar things happening even as I speak right now. Over in the Straits of Hormuz, over there in Iran, there is a blockage. They're not trying to drain the water, they're trying to drain access. Your anointing is yet there. I want you to know today that your calling, I'm talking to you, your calling is yet there. Your flow is yet there. But the access to that flow, to that anointing, to that water, that living water, the flow to it, the access has been covered. In some cases, it's been clogged. In other cases, it has been contaminated. The Philistine's spirit is a strategy that remains the same. The Philistine's spirit don't fight the water. They fight the well. Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, if or since you believe on him, as the scripture have said. The Philistine spirit fights a place where God meets you. The Philistine spirit fights a discipline that keeps you going. The Philistine spirit ready to fight the habit that keeps you anointed. Generational wells matter. I have to say that again. Generational wells, divine generational wells that our forefathers labored and asked God to give them the wells, and they dug the wells for us. Each generation is to leave the succeeding or the upcoming generation a fresh well, not by tapping into another well, but by tapping into the original well. Generational wells matter. Isaac didn't start from scratch. Isaac didn't invent new wells. Isaac was not about being innovative. Isaac went back to what worked for Abraham. Because a revival is never innovation. Revival is restoration. I said revival is never innovation. Let's try something different. Let's approach it from that's not what revival is. Revival is restoration. Restoration is not something new. Restoration is the restoring of the original. Spiritual maintenance is always required because wells don't stay open automatically. Prayer must be maintained. Holiness must be maintained. Consecration must be maintained. And Pentecostal fire must be maintained. The insight of this message is this. The enemy of your soul stops wells because he fears what flows from those wells. There is something inside of you that the enemy fears. And when the enemy comes to fill the well that comes out of your belly, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living. That's what the word of God says. If the Philistine spirit stopped it, it's because it was producing something very powerful. But I want you to know once again, you did not fail. I said you did not fail. You were attacked, but the well is still open. If the Philistine spirit blocked it, it's because it was feeding your future and the future of generations to come. If the Philistine spirit buried it, whatever that it is, it's because it was watering your destiny. Again, why does the enemy do that? Why? You need to dig again. Because the water is still there. The flow didn't dry up, it just got covered. It's called a well because the well still belongs to you. Isaac didn't have to ask for permission because it was his father's well that his father had left for his generation. It was the original. Isaac did not negotiate. He didn't apologize. Isaac just dug again. You've got to dig and you've got to dig down. You've got to go deep. You've got to ask the Lord for his anointing. You've got to ask the Lord for a fresh double portion of his anointing. Why dig again? Because your next season depends on it. Your current generation depends on it. You cannot live on yesterday's flow. You cannot survive on blocked wells. You cannot thrive on buried access. Why dig again? Because digging is an act of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That is our theme for July 2026. Pleasing God. You have to dig because digging is an act of your personal faith. You can't ask for other people to dig. We've been going up and down the streets of Battle Creek and different parts of the city here where they are digging on the sidewalks. They're digging and putting in fiber optics. They're doing all of these things to preserve some things because the trees are falling on the power lines. So they are digging in the earth. You've got to dig that same way, my friend. Every shovel of dirt that you dig, you're saying, I believe the water is yet here. Why dig up the wells of yesterday What are the wells of yesterday? Prayer, holiness, worship, fasting, obedience, being filled with the Spirit, consecration. All of these are the wells of yesterday that seems to be missing in this time that we're living in now. You dig again because the blockage of the enemy is distraction, weariness, wounds, offense, compromise, busyness, fear, and many, many more. Why am I calling for the dig again? Because when you dig again, my friend, you don't lose ground. What you do is you open up or you reopen what fed you. Your prayer fed you. I said prayer fed you. Living a life of holiness fed you. Your praise and worship fed you. Fasting actually fed you. Where it seems to the flesh that fasting is not feeding you, but fasting is pleasing your soul. And that's what's so important. You have to reopen what fed you. You have to reclaim what's already yours, because the promise is beneath the dirt. Well, when you look around and you see the things, you have to know that there are rivers of living water, but the promise is beneath the dirt. A well is beneath the dirt, but there's fresh water beneath the dirt. There's fresh flow beneath the dirt. There's fresh strength, revelation, fresh anointing, fresh identity, and fresh authority. The enemy buried it, but he could not kill it. So you got to dig again. Dig again, because the water never left. Wells represent a lot of different things. Wells represent your inheritance. Your father dug some things for you. Your mother dug some things for you. Song says, my mother prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. We're talking about generational prayers. The church dug some wells for you. They prayed for you. Your past victories dug some wells for you. And the enemy wants to bury what God has given you. But you've got to dig it back up again, because your wells represent identity. A well means I belong here. It means God planted me here. It means this is my territory. I got a testimony right there. I'm not going to put it out there today, but I remember I spoke to a pastor years ago, and I told him that your harvest is where you have planted your seeds. And God knows, God blessed him in a tremendous, tremendous way, because God had planted him here, and this was a part of his territory. So when the enemy fills your well, what the enemy is telling you without saying a word is that you don't belong, that you're not called, that you're not anointed, that you're not even chosen. But the devil is a liar. You do belong. You are called. You are anointed. You are chosen. Because wells represent spiritual flow. Living water is the Spirit. I said living water is the Spirit. Water is revelation. Water is refreshing. Water is life. So when the enemy fills your well, he's really trying to stop your flow. But I believe God is yet saying the flow is coming back. There's an old song, I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going where the living waters flow. Why the enemy fills wells? The enemy fills wells out of envy. The Bible says in Genesis 26, that same chapter, but at verse 14, it says the Philistines envied Isaac. The enemy hates your blessing, your increase, your favor, your growth, your anointing. The enemy hates that God's hand is on you. But what God blesses, no man can curse. What God opens, no man can close. The enemy fills wells to erase history or his story. But you've got to know that the original history, the original his story, is what God wants us to tap into. If the enemy can bury Abraham's wells, the enemy can bury Abraham's story. The enemy wants to bury your testimony. He wants to bury your heritage, your holiness. You have holiness roots. You have revival DNA, but the devil cannot bury what God has resurrected. The devil cannot bury what God has promised. What God has for you, my friend, I'm going to shut it down. What God has for you, it is for you. But the enemy fills wells to break generational continuity. He wants you to be innovative and find something other than generational continuity. You are connected to the previous generations of faith. The enemy hates generational blessings. We always talk about generational curse. I'm talking about generational blessings today. The enemy hates generational anointing. The enemy hates generational holiness. The enemy wants every generation to start from scratch. But I declare and I decree today, the blessings shall continue. The anointing shall continue. The stream of holiness shall continue. Because the enemy feels wells to disrupt generational identity. I'm going to stop on today, but I just want you to know that Isaac, he didn't argue. He didn't fight. He didn't retaliate. He just went and began to dig again the wells that his father had digged. Sometimes you don't need to fight. You just need to dig deeper. Sometimes you don't need to argue. You just need to dig deeper. And sometimes you don't need to explain. You just need to dig deeper. Because what the enemy uses to fill wells is fleshly. The enemy uses earth, dirt, the flesh. Because earth represents carnality. The enemy fills wells with fleshly thinking, fleshly desires, fleshly distractions. All of these are components of the flesh. But holiness will clear the dirt. Sanctification will clear the dirt. Consecration will clear the dirt. And I thank God for this word on today. I'm just going to stop here. It's a little longer than I wanted to go, but I wanted to get this word out, trying to encourage you. Only God knows who needs this word. But if you're listening, I believe God has you listening to this word on today. I'm going to pray over this word. Lord, we thank you for this word. We honor this word that you have shared with us, Lord. And we pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would move upon the hearers of this word, that they will dig deeper into your word. And Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' great name, I pray. Thank God and amen. Going back to the old landmark.
Look at somebody and say, neighbor, old neighbor, all I need is one word. Look down the road and say, neighbor, old neighbor, all I need is one word. Come on. Everybody clap your hands. Put your hands. What? fell asleep at the wheel, flipped my Jeep 7 times on a full tank of gas. They get me to the hospital. The doctors tell my parents.